Hey, my name is Richard Walling. I live at 323 Monroe Road, Bath, New Hampshire, 03740. I represent the town of Bath, New Hampshire on the Riverbend Subcommittee of the Connecticut River Joint Commissions and the Amanuzic River Local Advisory Committee. Chair of the former and vice chair of the latter. Each of these committees provide local voice in matters that affect the uses and potential of these rivers and their watersheds. A particular concern are the potential adverse impacts of the proposed Northern Pass project on aquifers, surface water, wildlife habitat. And maybe here is the place to ask the question, what about the substantial monetary investment by state and federal governments in the conservation of wildlife, in conservation and wildlife projects, and commitments made for future projects? The proposed Northern Pass will certainly have a negative impact on many of these. Back to the potential adverse impacts on local property values, local infrastructure, cultural resources, the social web of the North Country, the tourist industry, the economic engine of the area. These and myriad other potentially adverse impacts must be thoroughly studied and mitigation of these proposed. The proposed alternate route passes through the town of Bath. I'll also note that our Bath Town Master Plan, one of the primary goals included, some of the primary goals include maintaining scenic and rural nature of the town of Bath. At a recent town meeting, Bath, like many other towns, unanimously approved a warrant article opposing the Northern Pass and obligated money to that effort. I recently attended an information presentation by NHPS and Northern Pass. As I understand it, the proposed project will not qualify as renewable energy into the regional energy initiative. No locally generated power will be able to feed into the line, and no power will be available locally from the DC line. If this project must proceed, a buried line should be the preferred alternative. Thank you.